It's Tuesday, October 18th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Recent CNN presidential polls in Nevada, North Carolina, and Ohio indicate that both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are running close in these swing states. Recent allegations against Trump do not seem to have affected his numbers there. The Communist Party USA website is calling for a landslide victory for Hillary Clinton. They are encouraging their, quote, comrades on the ground to talk to the voters, unquote. Meanwhile, Christian actor Kirk Cameron is working a Get Out the Vote campaign for evangelicals. He's organized a rally tonight via movie theaters around the country called Revive Us. Joining him will be Pastor Francis Chan, Eric Metaxas, and Dr. Ben Carson. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals did it again. The left-leaning court upheld a California law that requires that pro-life pregnancy centers in the state actually promote abortion as part of their ministry work. Pro-life legal advocates will continue the appeal. Psalm 58 asks, "Do you indeed decree what is right, you gods? Do you judge the children of man uprightly? No, in your hearts you devise wrongs. Your hands deal out violence on earth. O God, break the teeth in their mouths. Tear out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. Let them vanish like water that runs away." The state of North Carolina says Hurricane Matthew has caused over $1.5 billion in damage. Over 100,000 homes and structures were damaged or destroyed by this powerful act of God. The White House is touting the highest high school graduation rate on record, now at 83.2%. However, Americans are still asking, are they learning anything? SAT scores have declined over the last 10 years for every demographic group in America, except for Asians. Only 34% of 8th graders perform at a proficient level in reading. Olympic sprinter Tyson Gay's 15-year-old daughter was killed on Sunday. Tyson is a professing Christian and the second fastest athlete in the world. His daughter was shot in the parking lot of a restaurant in Lexington, Kentucky on Sunday morning. Police have 3 men in custody in connection with the shooting. A Christian nursing home in Switzerland is being pressed to offer their residents an option for assisted suicide. The Nuchatel nursing home receives government money, but if it refuses to comply with the law, it will lose those benefits. With or without government money, God does not forsake his people. Psalm 37:25 says, "I was young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread." Over the weekend, pro-life activists and those who embrace the life God has created spent time in mourning on the 100th anniversary of Planned Parenthood. Eric Scheidler of the Pro-Life Action League told The Worldview why they call it 100 years of abuse.
Planned Parenthood was founded way back in 1916 by a known eugenicist, Margaret Sanger. She talked about the poor and minorities as human weeds and saw birth control as a way of diminishing these undesirable populations. Planned Parenthood then began to do abortions in 1970. They've since become the nation's largest abortion chain. They're responsible for over 7.3 million abortions. That's 7.3 million people we'll never get to know, whose names and faces we'll never know. And so we call this a tremendous abuse. It's an abuse of the truth. It's an abuse of American families. It's an abuse of women.
Eric also encouraged those who've been in the battle for a long time to not give up.
It took hundreds of years for slavery to be ended in the United States. We have to similarly be willing to fight the long fight. It could take a very long time, but while we're engaged in this battle, we're doing great things. Souls are being saved. Those who have been involved with abortion are seeking repentance and overcoming the pain and shame that that's brought for them.
The 40 Days for Life campaign began again on September 28th, and by God's mercy, the lives of 264 babies have been saved so far. The campaign is in 367 locations in 23 countries, according to Life News. Go to 40daysforlife.com. The number 40, daysforlife.com, to find a place to participate. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. A dramatic film based on Lee Strobel's 14 million book bestseller, The Case for Christ, is coming to theaters in 2017. The World View spoke with Brian Bird, screenwriter for the new film, and a personal friend of Strobel's. As the writer of the last five seasons of Touched by an Angel, which was watched by 20 million people on CBS each Sunday night, Bird spoke about the need for Christians to strive for excellence.
And I had an uncle at the same time who's a classically trained musician, and he told me this writing skill that you have is like an instrument that God has given you. Don't just get good enough to be in a garage band. Get good enough to be in the symphony. So that carrot has been dangling in front of me my whole life. Some people say, well, you're in the symphony. And I say, well, yeah, maybe, but I'm fifth chair and there's like a guy in first chair. I need to be in first chair. The pursuit of excellence is what I think God has called me to in my craft, to be better at what I do. It's the way I honor him most. It's like the line from Chariots of Fire: when I run, I feel his glory.
Parents in Cumbria, England were encouraged to abort their baby 5 times. That's right, 5 times. When doctors found out the little boy had spina bifida, chromosome abnormalities, hydrocephalus, and only 2% of his brain functional, Dad, Rob Wall, said in the documentary, The Boy Without a Brain, that abortion was, quote, never an option for us, unquote. Now, incredibly, 4 years later, Noah Wall is talking. He sings, and his brain is almost back to normal. They're calling it a miracle. And that's The World View on this Tuesday, October 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.